Melanin and Me, exploring the Black woman's experiences in Britain.
Hey, lovely ladies, welcome back to Melanin and Me. Before we dive into today's episode, we want to remind you how you can stay up to date with our latest content. We release episode every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to Melanin and Me on your preferred podcast platform so that you don't miss out on any episodes. You can also follow our inspiring content on social media by searching melanin_and_me on Instagram, or find us on Facebook at Melanin and Me UK. If you felt empowered or motivated from any of our episodes, we love to hear it, so feel free to contact us by emailing melaninandme@yahoo.com or slide on in on our DMs on our social accounts. Don't forget to share some love, drop us a review, and share with any of your fellow queens who might be uplifted by tuning into Melanin and Me. For now, enjoy today's episode.
In today's episode, we're going to be reflecting back on our 1 year journey and how it's been like. Can you believe it's been a year already?
An actual whole
12 months. How many hours is that? Come on,
a lot of hours speaking to you, that's for sure.
A lot of hours, but we have had some amazing highlights. We've had some really, really big challenges that we've had to overcome. And you know what? I'm not mad for it. It's brought us here and here we are.
Yeah, literally, like, we've probably learned so much along the way. But even though we've had those times where we like want to tear our hair out, it's like, it's definitely made us stronger for it without sounding ridiculously cheesy. But it has.
I feel like one of the biggest challenges was at the beginning when we were doing the artwork. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The artwork was hilarious. We're going to have to share some of it.
That was another level of patience that we had.
That was an absolute joke. So there's this platform, for those that don't know where we got our artwork from, we'll tell you the story from the beginning. From the beginning.
From the start.
So basically, there's this website called Fiverr. A friend of ours recommended. I can't think of who.
JP. I'm going to drop his name now because it's all JP's fault that we ended up in this rut.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, cool, Fiverr. We jump on there. And we get talking to one of the, so basically how it works, it's like Facebook where you put out your advert to different content creators and then they get back to you with like whether they can do it or not and how much it would be. So we got in touch with like this individual who was like, yeah, that's cool. I'm absolutely more than capable of doing that. And we were like, okay, cool.
Little did we know.
Yeah, we gave them our ideas and literally it was a joke. Like, we went back and forth. Like, it looked like a five-year-old drew it, isn't it?
No, I don't even think we can give it a five-year-old. Like, I think this person came fresh out the womb. This was like some this drawing I like. And the funny thing was is we didn't really know how to act at that point because we're so early out. So yeah. Ray's like obviously messaging me these different images of like, oh, so what do you think? And I'm like, why are we even having this conversation?
Yeah, that is not the picture we had in mind. And then it progressed on and then we were just like, no, we're gonna sort it ourselves. Luckily, we know a person who knows a person who knows a person. Luckily, our good friend Lauren came through. Shout out Loz, what a hero. Yeah, so she sorted it out for us. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about Loz?
Well, she's just our girl, isn't she? She's a good friend of ours. And yeah, she just saved the day, really. I think it was one of those where, and this is, I think for me, is a big reflection for us generally, is definitely use who you know when you're starting out any sort of passion project or a business or... Yeah, is actually look at the people in your life who already have skills that can enable you to grow. Because you know, from the beginning, we started talking to a guy called Darren, who, man like Daz,
I remember Darren. Oh my God, that feels like so long ago.
So long ago, because yeah. we didn't know anything about the distribution sites, how everything worked from the recording to the software to everything. So, you know, we just knew that he did this and, yeah. you know, just suck him out for advice. And, yeah. you know, then the same with Lauren, having been a designer, that actually we knew that she was going to be able to kind of help us with that as well. And I think, you know, just using the people around you is so valuable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lauren came through, and then came the little jingle. The jingle yes. we actually used from on that Fiverr website. Somebody from Nigeria actually created our jingle, which was yeah. really cool.
And it was like, I feel as though that site is probably a bit hit and miss. Like, I feel as though with yeah. the artwork, we did have a terrible experience, and we yeah. would have looked a hot mess had we have used it. But definitely the audio was good. Like, that was a good experience, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so quick and easy as well. Like, we gave them the idea, they came back with it. It only went back and forth about two or three times before we agreed on what we wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. One of the best times that I knew that the beat banged was when we recorded, actually, no, sorry, we did an interview for BBC Radio Manchester, and Simone Riley, who's the presenter, just like, because we could see her, couldn't we? Even though it was a radio yeah. interview, we could see her on the Zoom call. And she's there like, dun, 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 dun. She loved it. I was like, yeah. yes, this beat is, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, that was really fun.
With any kind of passion projects that you do outside of like your day to day, I think like one of the challenges is just time management, isn't yeah. it? Like finding that balance of,
oh my God, yeah.
when am I going to fit this in? Like, it's a hobby, but it's kind of not, because it's kind of like, this is, I'm in. Like, there's yeah, no kind yeah. of, you know, if you're doing something independently, like say you're deciding, oh, I'm going to take up something just for me, as, you know, I'm in and out, and I can kind of do it as and when I please. That's so different to, I'm setting up this content creation platform where you are attracting listeners who mm-hmm. you want to support and help, and you're doing it with somebody else as well. So you have that other person to be accountable for, and, yeah. you know, balancing that with life, that ain't yeah. always easy.
Mate, I know it's been so difficult at times. I remember one of the first few episodes that we did. So a bit of context and a bit of background. So Ash looks after all the social medias and I do the editing. So one time we had an episode, obviously the episodes come out on Thursdays. I'm a bit of a nightmare when it comes to editing, because I've said to myself, I'd like the episodes to go out at 5 p.m. So often, ideally, in a perfect world scenario, which is how it's been over the last few weeks, is that I'll have the episode nice and ready on a Monday. But I remember in the earlier episodes, I remember one day, actually, I'd just come back from school and it was like 3:00. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh no, it was just going to take an hour to edit this episode. Literally, I was there sweating until 6:00.
So last minute, hours. Larry.
Yeah, 3 hours to edit this podcast episode. But at the end, I was like, Ash, I'm never doing that again. Please tell me to do it ASAP.
And it's like, and the funny thing is, like, it actually is just, you probably wouldn't think it takes that much time, but genuinely, you know, and as again, we've developed, you know, originally we just kind of started and we did all the intro and everything in the same clip. But then we've kind of, as we've gone, we've realized mm. that, you know, already pre-recording an intro and outro,
yeah.
having kind of overlay where you cut the clips in between as well, just yeah, having those yeah. things to kind of develop the actual podcast, that gives you more work to do as well. So it does take longer, definitely.
Yeah, that day was a stress. Hey. Never again.
Never again. We live and we learn. I remember like some of our episodes we did at the start, I think we were trying to just like bash out loads of content because we were like, we weren't really in a rhythm. Like now we're in that rhythm of like every fortnight, like, mm-hmm. you know we've got our slot in, we know it's after work, this is our time.
Yeah.
And that point, I don't think we had that in. And I remember like being in this same position now, and we were like delirious, we were so tired, yeah. and we were like, how are we gonna sound perky? Like, this is like, I'm not convinced, so how is anyone else gonna be convinced? Like, yeah. that was tough.
I remember days where we'll just come on and just have a giggle and not be productive at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to like reschedule it for another day.
Yeah. And that's the other thing as well. Like, I think with any sort of project like this, where you're working on with somebody who is a friend, like we obviously built the whole podcast based off our friendship and, you know, reconnecting in that way. Like, you do have to get the balance right of when you're contacting somebody or when you're meeting, like whether it is a conversation or whether it is like a meeting, and how you kind of, you know, how you kind of want to structure that. Because I think we're generally quite easygoing, so we're not, you know, kind of, we don't have like a schedule, as it were. We don't have like an agenda, but we know that we have this time for this, and then outside of it, that's our, like, this is when we're just gonna be us, and it's not, we'll still conversate about the platform, but it won't be like, that's not, that doesn't become too consuming, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 1 year, it was only right that we celebrated the 1 year at Jimmy's Prawns.
Yeah, like, of course, we had to go there.
Yeah, how was your first time at Jimmy's Prawns at that 1 year point? Did it make it extra tasty, or what do you reckon? Out of 10, well, how are the flavours like?
I mean, okay, I'm not going to lie. The whole shell thing freaked me out, because, you know, I'm not about that, digging in and all of that. I'm not, but I got involved. I got the gloves on.
You know how
on.
Fun it was to watch this girl peel prawns for the first time with pure disgust in her face.
Have you got a picture of me smiling with these prawns? Yes, you have.
I do.
I tell you what, the thing that banged the most was actually the starter. That starter was absolutely fire.
I can't even remember what you had. What did you have?
I don't remember, you know.
Was it
prawns? I feel like it was prawns, but I feel like it was like a battered prawn with like a spicy sauce. That was
10 out of 10.
And the cake
the cake was the best time ever. I mean, the lady did an amazing job on our cake. We actually found her on Instagram. She's based in Manny. We just gave her the idea and she actually made it. So it was a red velvet cake. Oh, it was delicious. So moist. Literally.
Oh, so don't say that word. I hate that word.
Moist.
It was delicious. It was, it was so good. I think it was nice as well, because you know what, with these things as well, like, again, because there's like, and not an end point for your project or your business or whatever you want to call it. I call it a passion project, but you call it what you want. I feel like it is for an infinite amount of time. Like, there's no point in time where you're saying, right, well, we're going to stop creating episodes at this point. And I think it's so important to celebrate those small wins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we did start to make sure we kind of recognize when we got up to like 1,000 episode downloads and hitting those milestones, just so it kind of reminds us why we're doing it.
100%. Can I just say as well, like, the amount of listeners from the different countries actually overwhelms us. So I'm just going to go through the list of the different countries that listen to the podcast. So it's like a thing on the platform that we use where we distribute the podcast, and it's got like geographical regions of who listens to it. So we've got the UK, US, Ireland, Germany, Australia, South Africa, Kenya, Portugal, Zambia, Cayman Islands, Tanzania, Nigeria, Spain, Canada, France, United Arab Emirates, Denmark, Poland, Turkey, Switzerland, Philippines, Singapore, Brazil, Sweden, British Virgin Islands, India, Indonesia, Austria, Jamaica, New Zealand, Belgium, Israel, Malaysia, Vietnam, Egypt, and the Netherlands. Can you believe it?
You know, that list has grown, you know. I remember reading it, it was like, Cayman Islands? I'm like, yeah, that's my brother. Like, that's so amazing. Like, yeah. And I think the thing as well, when we set this up, we originally were like, this is going to be for, we're ultimately trying to target women, Black women, women of colour in the UK, really, because we're talking about the Black British experience. We're talking from our perspective of having grown up and, you know, kind of living in the UK. So the fact that we attracted people from that many different
35 countries, to be precise.
Mate,
I'm actually so blown away. Like, thank you to all our listeners out there who take time to listen. I know I've got a few friends who literally, like, every episode drop, I'll get like a little message being like, oh, that was really cool. Like, I learned this and that. It's so cute. Like, the support we've had as well from our friends and families has been undoubtedly the best support we could have asked for, isn't it?
Definitely. Like, you don't really know how stuff like this is going to land because you think it's a good idea in your head. You're like, yeah, like, this is great. Like, people are going to really love it. And I think when you put yourself out there with anything like this, you always make yourself vulnerable, right? Because you're like, you're open for compliments and praise, but you're also open exactly for criticism. So luckily, we haven't had that to date. And obviously, we know there's going to be people out there that aren't a fan of what we do, but ultimately, we've just stayed true to ourselves and just like, we want to keep it informal, keep it chilled, good vibes. And we've had some incredible guests on this show. Like, I genuinely am like shocked at some of the people we've had on because, you know, we're just thinking it's little old us. And then, you know, we're getting some of these people, these incredible women on and having these conversations and learning along the way for ourselves.
Definitely. But I feel like the goal is to get trolled online because that's when you know you've made it.
That's your goal. Why have you not told me this? Your goal is that we get trolled. Yeah. What?
To get trolled is knowing that you've made it. To be on the shade room.
We've got to get on the shade room. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's the goal then. Done. No bias or anything. Like, just straight up, you've got to answer this literally in like...
Without thinking. Right.
Favorite episode and guest.
Oh no, you can't do that to me.
Straight. Do it. Say it. It's in your head.
Oh. Favorite episode was probably Flossy Fifi's episode.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Purely because of how much we giggled. And like after the episode, we were all on such a high. I remember laying in bed thinking, I can't sleep. I'm on such a high.
My cheeks were so sore. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. What about you? What's been your...
Mine was definitely Dr. Layla and Fatima. Yeah. They, from Safe Spaces for Black Women, just incredible. Like, I was just blown away. And obviously my peak moment was when you told Layla that you loved her. Like, I don't know, guys, if you've listened to that episode. First and foremost, incredible, incredible women doing incredible things. Like, genuinely check it out. But Ray told a guest that she loved them. Like, that actually happened mid-episode. I was stumped. I was like, it's not even a nighttime episode recording, so I can't even say you're tired. Like, it was mid-day.
You know what? I was just like listening to everything that she'd done and like the bigger picture that she's got. And I was just blown away. And I had to tell her that I loved her.
But I didn't announce my undying love for her. Honestly, I was dying. I was like, right, keep it together, Ash. Come on, let's move the topic on.
Life is too short. You got to tell people that you love them. That's how I see it.
I mean, we've had people like Simone Riley, as I said earlier, from BBC Radio Manchester. And that for Claudine. Me was... Claudine, the nutrition one. I loved that episode as well. Black Girl Finance. Sherilyn Carter from Travel Addicts.
Yeah. Like,
you know, we've just had some... So just, I think the thing is, for me, it's not necessarily about people that are high profile. It's just people that are genuinely doing good things for good people. And
the energy they bring as well to the table.
100%. Like, we haven't, I mean, I don't know if you think we have, but I wouldn't say we've had somebody on the pod who's like, in hindsight, we're like, nah, like, they're not about what we're about, but it's too late.
No, we've not had that. I feel like we've selected our guests really well, because obviously it's not just a matter of anybody can come on. This is prestige. Do you know what I'm saying?
Tis. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the energy that Sherilyn brought to the table as well, like that episode, I left thinking, I want to travel the world, like right now, get me out there.
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it? Like, we want, ultimately for our listeners, we want to either inspire you, to make you laugh, or just to make you learn something new. And I feel as though generally, and just to feel like you're part of our conversation, like, you know, I we're both podcast listeners, so we know what it's like. I mean, I was literally listening to a podcast on Monday whilst I was picking up horse poo, like for a solid hour. I was just listening to Mo Gilligan and Clara Amfo, like just picking it up, like just laughing, just in my own little world. So we know, like, we know the kind of benefits and, you know, the solitude it can bring just from having that kind of part of your life.
I feel like you need to give the people them a context as to why you are picking up horse poo, because it sounds mad weird.
Just is that not what everybody does on a Monday?
Just randomly out there picking up. No, she does. Ash does horse riding.
She, you know, she.
Yes, us. I'm assuming you were cleaning after the horse.
Chico. My man Chico. Yeah. No, it wasn't just like an additional random hobby of mine. No, it was a regular thing. But yeah, I think it's just the fact also that we've had some feedback from some of our listeners who've, you know, said to us that they've been like, they can't sleep in the middle of the night, and they've woken up and they've listened to an episode, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, you know, it's just, it's given them something, it's enriched them, it's added value to them. And like, that's really powerful. It really is.
It did feel good when we got that feedback, and I was like, oh my God, that's what we're doing for people. Yeah, that is us.
Yeah. And I think one of the times where we did struggle, we had like a phase where we didn't put out any content for a period, and I don't really remember why. I think mm-hmm. it was like a, I think it was just like, there was so much going on. It was like a really difficult time. Mm-hmm. And we never really appreciated the regularity and the consistency of putting out content. I don't think we really realized the impact of that. So, and also by that point, you're thinking it's early days, like you're thinking, nah, no one's really listening. Like, mm-hmm. and I always remember you said you went to your hairdresser's, and your hairdresser was like, where's your episode?
Yeah.
Like, I've been waiting.
She wanted it out there, and then she was like, where, what happened?
Yeah. So she was literally like policing it, and I was like, no, that gave me motivation to be like, actually, because the thing with this is you can't see it, you can't see the impact. You don't, obviously we see stats, that's all we see. So we use a platform called Anchor. For anybody that is podcasting or thinking about podcasting, definitely use it. It's so slick, it's so easy. And obviously you can see the breakdown of where people are listening, how many episodes have been downloaded, your kind of range of audience. And, you know, so that's all we see. So, you know, when people say like, leave a review, subscribe, give us feedback, it's not just for the sake of it. It's genuinely like, we appreciate feedback so much, because that's the only interaction that we get.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that it's so powerful as well to get that feedback for us as a motivation as well. So we really do appreciate it. A year, man, like, I can't believe it. I keep looking back and I'm like, we've actually done this consistently for a year. We should be so proud of ourselves.
Literally.
And then obviously the plans that we've got for the podcast moving forward as well, like just a small example of the three roles that we're advertising for. Can you
we'll give that a little sneak peek, but we'll give the more information at the end of the episode, I feel.
We've just got so much plans for the podcast and where we want it to go and like the direction we want it to take. We're not going to give too much away, but keep an eye out of, there's something big that's happening, something big that's brewing.
It is. Ray, like, one question for you. How do you feel with the last year? What's been the biggest thing you've learned about yourself?
Definitely the time management element, because I feel like I work pretty well close to the deadline, whereas with a podcast you can't do that because you need time to actually listen to it back. So that's one major thing that I've learned. And then another thing as well is being held accountable. So it's not just one of those where you can like brush it off and be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. If like Ash says, because Ash is like the boss of us both, I just get told what to do. No, I'm joking. you get held accountable, like, for her as well. Like, if she's not doing something, that text is coming to her, and that text is coming to me to be like, sis, you said you was going to do X, Y, and Z. Where's it at?
Yeah. And that, I think that's one of the hardest things when you're like, when it is like you're doing it with friends, like, it's not, you wouldn't second guess it at work. It's like, if someone ain't hit your deadline, or they ain't giving you, put your thing on your desk, you're going to go chase them, aren't you? Let's be honest. Yeah. But I think the other thing is also, because you're so consumed in each other's lives, like, we literally speak to each other every day, pretty much. Like, you also know the personal things that you're going through.
Yeah. And that's definitely. That's been the hard bit for me as well, because I've gone through so much in the last 12 months. I've literally, like, transformed in so many ways. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, all those different milestones and things that you've overcome.
Yeah.
And I think that there's times when you think, oh, like, you know what's happening. Like, you know, if you go to work and there's a colleague, and you could go the whole day and you have no idea what's going on in their life. Like, you just get on with it, don't you? But I think when you then know what's going on in the background for both of us, like, when you, even just if you've had a bad day and you're like, do you know what, I'm not really in the headspace for recording, but, you know, like, again, you've got that responsibility. And I think I feel like we've got a good balance with that, with kind of upholding ourselves, but also knowing when, okay, like, nothing's not gonna to happen.
Push it. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
the amount of time I've rang Ash to be like, sis, I'm sorry, but today's not the day. Can we reschedule, like, for a recording? Because emotionally, I'm not there. Mentally, I'm not there. Like, my mind is elsewhere. And we've been pretty good with that as well.
Yeah, and, like, I think it's because also we have that, we want to keep that, our content a high enough standard as well. Like, we have, we could easily in those moments be like, yeah, sure, we'll, like, hop on, like, we'll do, start our recording and stuff. But I think the fact that we actually, we care about what we do, we kind of don't want to just give some, you know, half-hearted episode content. If you were to give somebody some advice who was in our shoes, like, a year ago, think about when, so just remind everybody that this started from a tweet. This started from Ray and I slide in the DMs. There was some tweet I think you put out, and we decided that, yeah, we actually wanted to do a podcast about, for a similar kind of purpose and for a similar target audience. And it started from there. So going back to little baby Ash and Ray, somebody else in those shoes, like, what would be your three tips for them starting out?
Oh, starting out, three tips. Tip number one, definitely stay consistent. Ensure that your content that you're bringing out, you've got some element of consistency. Number two, really do use the people around you as sounding boards, as experts in their fields, to give you as much advice and to direct you as well. And number three, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I mean, we've definitely made mistakes on the episodes, and we've edited some out, we've left some out, we've had feedback where it's been like, sis, this ain't it. And it's just about taking that criticism on. And it's not necessarily criticizing you or how you work. It's more about the content that you're bringing out, and in terms of how it benefits, like, the bigger picture. Do you know what I mean? What about you? What would you say your three tips would be?
Definitely,
you can't say any of mine.
No. I'm taking the first one. That first one, 100%, because I underestimated that massively at that kind of point in time that I mentioned earlier. So definitely the consistency. The second one is just kind of being kind to yourself. And I think that's on many different levels, because I think you kind of go into this having an expectation of, oh, I'm going to have this many followers by this point, this many subscribers, this many listeners, you know, and you kind of think, oh, I should be doing stuff all the time to kind of promote it, to develop it, but actually reminding yourself why you're doing it and not putting too much pressure on yourself. And then the third thing is just, like, don't forget to enjoy yourself. Because if I was not doing this with you, if I was not like if I can't imagine that, I just can't imagine doing like an independent podcast where I didn't have guests on as well. And you know, that's what makes it, like having that enjoyment and fun element and coming on and just knowing that I'm gonna laugh every time. Yeah, it's a winner.
Enjoyment is very important, guys. Don't forget that. Always have the best time with exactly. whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah, make sure that if you're going to do a joint project with somebody, that it's the right person. And sometimes you don't know it's the right person until you're maybe a month into
it. Your fingers in it and you're like, oh, yeah. I need to get out of here, or oh, yeah. this is it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, just enjoy it. And I think, so we are looking to, going forwards, we're looking to obviously develop and try and bring even more content to you guys. And one thing that we definitely want is kind of requests or feedback on what type of topics you want to hear from us. I think that's one thing that we did come to a point where we did kind of review the different content we've put out, because there are some topics that, you know, are very quite kind of similar, and there's others that might seem a little bit kind of more of an anomaly. And I think it's us knowing, again, because you don't get that feedback other than their downloads. I think that's probably one of the key things. You can see which ones are more popular and listen to. So
yeah,
anyone that has any kind of preferred topics, definitely drop us a line.
Yeah, 100%. And then another thing as well is the roles that we're advertising for as well moving forward.
Yes. So before we leave you for today, we want to definitely let you know that we are super excited. Now that we've been going for a year, we're going to look for 3 incredible queens to come and join our team. So we are advertising for a digital content creator, a content editor, and a growth and partnerships coordinator. So if that's a bit of you, if you're thinking, you know, you enjoy our conversations, you enjoy trying to make a difference and to help women like you, and you want to develop your skills and just come and have a chat to us every week, because it's great. It really is.
We're top tier. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Literally. We're going to drop the application link into the footnotes so you can access it. It's simple and easy. And we're just looking to, yeah, just expand on what we're doing. And the only definite thing we want you to be is kind and keen. They're the two things we love. So
definitely. Yeah, 100%. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you as usual. I wish that you lived like down the road so we could do recording, like not over Zoom and in person, because that would be so sick.
I know. Well, the only issue with that is that I would just be with you all the time. That's the issue. Matt would never see me.
I'll have to kick you out my house.
Exactly. I'd be like, okay,
this is enough time for you to go yet.
can you do know you have a home to go to? Yeah, no.
And that was with you.
No, the cats will be moving in with you because I know how much you love them.
100% not.
Yeah, well, we have managed to make it work from afar, and
yes,
thankfully for technology, because that was one thing we genuinely didn't know we could even do. And yeah, Darren, man like Daz, he told us,
yeah,
rest assured, girls, you can make it work.
Yeah, bless him. Shout out Darren, though, man like Dazza, what a legend.
Shout out Darren. But so yeah, we're going to leave it there, guys, but thank you for listening in. And as we say, we'll drop the application into the footnotes. So if you are interested or you know anybody that possibly would be, make sure to spread the love. Ray's looking at me like she's got another little announcement to make.
Before we get going, we need the songs. You know, the 3 songs that you've been listening to. So we've started a Melanin and Me playlist on Apple Music. So the aim is whenever we do a recording, we're going to update it with songs that we're both listening to. So I need your top 3. If top 3 is too hard, can I have your top 2? Paris,
you're asking me right now.
Yes, right now.
All right. So, yeah, Burna Boy.
Yeah.
You know that one. See, huh? You know.
What else?
I'm then gonna put in, do you know what? It's not a current song, but it's a song that I listen to literally 24/7. And because
let me guess, is it a soccer song?
Soca.
Sorry.
What's a soccer?
I don't know.
We're not playing football, hun. We've missed out on it this year, right? And I'm playing it all the time. Carnival by Michael Montano.
Carnival by who?
Michael Montano. I'll send you it, but it's a banger. You can't not move up and down to that. You're getting two today.
Oh, I'm getting two. Sick. Let me tell you what I've been listening to recently. I've been listening to a lot of Drake.
I thought you were going to say drill then.
No. I really like Drake Finesse.
Bit of Drizzy, yeah.
Bit of Drake Finesse. I'm going to put that in there. And then I've been listening to Dave with Snow Allegra. And Snow Allegra, what's the song called? I've forgotten what it's called. How have I forgotten? Dave Snow Allegra.
It'll be in the footnotes, right? The name.
It's called Law of Attractions.
Law of Attractions.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put that on there as well. I love that song. But yeah, cool. That's what. Keep an eye out for that. I'm gonna put the playlist link on the footnotes as well. So that is that. Thank you for listening, guys.
So that's a wrap on today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it and that you gained something positive from listening in. Whether that be you gained a new perspective, got some tips and tricks to motivate and inspire you, or if it just made you smile. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave a review so that you don't miss any upcoming episodes and so we can bring you even more of the content that you love. Until next time, stay blessed, wear that crown with pride, and keep shining.